7 at 355.02. Hogs are mixed on spread trade. June contracts up 140 at 97.52. July lean hogs up 202 at 102.15. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 15 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock. Jenna Ramsey with me this morning, Stanton Community Update. And Jenna is the Stanton Community Development Director. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligran Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. Is it summertime yet?
It is. Today, officially, I just picked up my kids from the last day of school. There's a lot of excitement and enthusiasm in Stanton today.
Do you remember the last day of school? There's so much excitement and fun and,
Yes.
Big plans this summer?
A lot of baseball and softball and county fair and vacation, and it'll be back to school before we know it.
I have to say, are you surprised with the new ballparks that were added last year and improved last year? That was just last year, wasn't it? Yeah. Downtown Stanton, right on the north end.
Yes.
Are you surprised at how active they are?
Not really. We knew there was a need for it, and we were able to fill the need. The surprise has been is we still have a need. I mean,
no need more.
Yeah. By the time you start having the games at the new fields, there's really not practice availability and things like that. So I think, to me, in my own opinion, that was the biggest surprise.
I drive by and I'm like, there's always the game or practice or something going on.
Yes.
And I talked to Justin, and what was it? 100+ kiddos out?
Yes.
I mean, wow.
Yes.
That's pretty remarkable. Okay. Let's talk about things that are going on in the Stanton community, Jenna. And good news, bring me up to date with some of the things that we want to talk about.
Yes, some fun things in the last month here. Congratulations to Stanton teacher Annie Brooke. She received the Charles E. Lakin Outstanding Teacher Award.
She's fun to visit with. I know that. I've had the opportunity to visit with her a couple of times, and she's just a lot of fun.
So, yes.
Good for her.
Yep. And then also a big thank you to the Stanton American Legion Post 406 for the Memorial Day service program. And Max Peterson did a wonderful presentation on his veteran's journey during the Vietnam War. So thank you to him for that special presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And a big congratulations to the senior class of 2026. The Stanton Community Foundation went to Awards Day. Our tradition is to present them with mailboxes as the official invitation to invite them to come back.
Okay.
Whether it's for a season or a reason or a lifetime, that they are always welcome back to their community.
Very cool.
Congratulations to them.
All right.
A big thank you to the Stanton Fire Department for cleaning up Main Street and washing that off last night.
You bet.
They also had a great pancake feed fundraiser, and big thank you to everyone that could go to that.
Don't say this one. Can I do this? Thank you to all who participated in Win Am I.
Way to go. You're getting there.
Yeah, I'm getting
You're getting there. Yes, that was neat.
Yeah.
Also, continuing with the Swedish traditions theme, $83,000 has been raised for the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center window project. So I think Don and Danny Peterson were on last time talking about that project, and they've been able to raise $83,000 in the last month. So congratulations to them.
Mm-hmm. More to go on that. That's a good project.
Yes.
So.
And then congratulations to the Stanton athletes who made it to the state track meet. Thank you to everyone who took part in the community cleanup as well.
You know, yes, there was a lot of cleaning up to do. And a lot of people came together to make it happen. So that's kind of cool to see.
Yes.
All right. So tell me what When Am I is.
When Am I is celebrating the month of May.
Okay.
So they gathered at the Cultural Center and sang around the community and then two different, I think they went into Gibbs Chop House and I'm not sure where else.
Okay.
I think it's probably a good thing I am not a singer. It's only for the guys. But yes, it's a wonderful Swedish tradition.
Yes. Okay. Let's talk about some things that are going on, trips and conferences. Let's start there.
Yes. So it's been a while since I've been on here, and just kind of an update of different things going on in our community. I've been on a few different trips. There are some of us that went to the Iowa Rural Development Summit. That was in Dubuque, and that was great. There was a great group from Southwest Iowa, and then there's also some nonprofit foundations and things like that, and we met. I was able to present about the Stanton community. The presentation was Towns Under 700 That Rock. So that was fun. Iowa Tourism Conference, that was in Des Moines. You know, we did our downtown project and a lot of things to help make our downtown great. And we now have the winery.
Mm-hmm.
And so just trying to figure out and get information to bring all that together and bring people to our community. So that was a lot of fun. And the folks from the Lodge, Riverbend Heritage Lodge, were there. So it was a lot of fun to visit with them and hear the things they're doing.
You see some, when you go to those conferences and summits, you get some good ideas there, a lot of exciting stuff.
And yeah, there's some ideas and things to follow up on, but a lot of it's networking too, seeing what other communities have done and how they did it and taking that back to your community.
You bet. See what's working and what's not and move forward with that.
Yep. And then also a quick trip to Washington, D.C. to advocate for funding with SWPCO and the Iowa DOT for advocate for funding for rural Iowa. So some great opportunities for Southwest Iowa.
Okay. Tell me about the downtown sound system.
Yeah. So going through our priorities and goals that we set out for the year to do. One of them was a new downtown sound system. And with that, thanks to the Stanton Homecoming Committee and the Montgomery County Foundation and a couple donors, we were able to get that downtown sound system ordered. And it's supposed to be here anytime. We really hope to have it in and installed by the July summer concert that's downtown.
Oh, yeah.
So that was one of our 2026 priorities. Another one was community billboards. We have the chamber has three billboards along the highway that haven't been updated for a long time, as well as we put a new one up at Viking Lake State Park. Mm-hmm. So those should be updated anytime soon with, encouraging people to come to our community. So a big thank you to some great partners for that as well. The Stanton Community Foundation, the Chamber, Stanton Homecoming, Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center, and the American Legion. So again, you can see the theme of partnerships here. We're really fortunate to be able to get these projects done.
Yes. Yeah.
Another project was directional signage around the community. And we've been able to receive a few grants for that. Boost grant from the state for $10,000 and then an Arion grant for $2,500. And the state's ready to make a site visit here in a couple weeks.
So that is like downtown with an arrow, right?
Yes.
Or a high school with an arrow or that sort of thing, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. So that's that project.
Okay.
And then Splash Pad, there's a committee that's continuing to do Splash Pad research.
How's that moving along?
I think they're still in the research.
Do you have an area identified?
So there's three. We had a company come down and identify a few different areas. But I think the city is continuing to do some more research on, how it affects the water and different things like that.
Yeah, right.
So we're still.
More to come on that.
More to come. Yep.
Gotcha. Okay.
And then housing. We have the Stanton Community Foundation, along with the Charles E. Lakin Foundation funds, and Revitalized Southwest Iowa built a home last fall, and we still have that for sale. If you check out online, there's some great homes for sale. We have the Stanton Community Foundation home for sale. You can talk to Nate Eltwood with Bergen Realty on that. We have Valhalla Hills has a home for sale. You can talk to Mike Voorhees on that. There's a few different ones around town, so if you go to Zillow or look online, I hear people say they love Stanton. We'd love to be there. It's a great, great opportunity right now.
You bet.
So that's where we're at with the Stanton Community Foundation house. We were looking at building two more this year, but that is currently on hold until we can get this one sold.
Okay. There you go.
Yep. And let's see, downtown businesses. Last fall, we started the Downtown Business Consortium and get together with the downtown businesses once a month and different resources or networks or people we've met along the way and have kind of a theme for the meeting and talk and figure out, how can we help these downtown businesses? How can we work together for events and things like that?
Okay. How many people are involved in the consortium?
All of the downtown business owners are invited.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. Jenna Ramsey with me. Jenna is the Stanton Community Development Director, and we want to say thanks to the Stanton Chamber of Commerce, Fairway, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, and FMTC for making our conversation possible. Okay, what's next, Jenna? Where do we want to go?
Yes,
from there?
Continuing with priorities, the Stanton Technology Park. There are still lots available there for sale through the Stanton Area Industrial Foundation. There is a sign down there now that shows the layout and the lot markings. So If anyone has any questions or is interested in looking at lots in the Stanton Technology Park near the daycare there, there is a sign down there as well as contact information, or they can go to the stantoniowa.com website.
Okay. There you go. Yeah, go ahead.
And then school improvements, they're continuing, you know, getting ready. Today was a big day, so they can begin the construction renovations on that project. So that's a lot of excitement. And then I mentioned the cultural center update as well. With the they've raised $83,000 since they were on here last month, and the goal is $150,000.
Yeah, good project. That's moving along pretty well.
Yes, we did have just had another piece of that Stanton Technology Park that got wrapped up yesterday. We expanded the road a little bit to connect from the trail to the road, so there's no gravel there, and it added concrete to expand another lot there. So I know that sounds like a lot, but getting partnerships together to expand that road. And
you know, the other thing too, when you talk about expansions of roads and that sort of thing, that runs into quite a few dollars.
Yes,
pretty quickly.
Yes,
that is just the way that world works. So
we are grateful. We are one of, I think, 7 communities in Iowa that's an AARP community.
Yeah,
and we were able to get some funds there. So between the Stanton Community Foundation and the city and AARP, we were able. You see that little gap there in between the road and the trail? Just a small gap. Yep.
Where am I looking? Oh, here, over here.
Or nope, other end.
Here.
Yep.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sure. So, now I'm with you. I'm tracking with you.
Yep, we were able to get that added on there.
You're very cool.
Yesterday. So, yeah. So that's kind of an update on the priorities and things that we've been working on this year.
Very good. There's a lot, Jenna. When you put it down and you look at it, there's a lot going on there. So
yes.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of other things, because you have downtown. Run through some of your downtown businesses that people, when they're over this summer and they're out tooling around, they head to Stanton. Tell me some of the businesses they're going to find.
Yes. So, you know, we just want to make sure if you're looking for things to do this summer with your children, grandkids, come over and check out Stanton. You know, downtown we have the market that's open that has a lot of different things for sale. There's Gibbs Chop House, the evening restaurant. There's Fika Coffee House, open during the day. There's Books and Bubbles. It's a bookstore, and they also sell sodas and things like that. It's a lot of fun. And then A&L Supply, they have a lot of different things, especially if you're headed out to Viking Lake State Park, things that you need for fishing and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also check out Viking Lake State Park, as well as the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center Museum is open in the afternoons.
So a lot of reasons to stop by.
And Whitetail Valley Winery on your way out to Viking Lake State Park.
You're going
to
go right by it.
That's right.
You just will stop in there. So, okay. Jenna, let's talk about some upcoming events, because you have things going on.
Yes. So a few things to make note of. Books and Bubbles Book Club for incoming 5th and 6th graders. Contact them for more info and the dates. Tonight is night number one of the summer concert series, and that's $2 pistols at 7 o'clock at Danny Anderson Field.
Mm-hmm.
It's always fun. This has kind of turned into a tradition for the last day of school, having a concert to celebrate that night. We have Lolo Snow will be there, and Books and Bubbles, and all students can get a free drink. And then Gibbs Chop House will be set up as well with a meal as well.
Awesome. And it's going to be a nice evening for it.
Yes.
So go and enjoy.
That's right.
Okay. That's the first one. That kicks it off.
Yes.
Okay.
And then on May 31st, Acura Healthcare of Stanton will have their second annual car show. And that's at 9 a.m., begins at 9 a.m., and all makes, models, and years are welcome. And you can check out their Facebook page for more information on that. In June, the Stanton Library has a lot of great things going on as well. They have a summer reading program with story time at 1 p.m. on June 2nd, 9th, 16th, and 30th. They also have a June book club at the Stanton Public Library. On Wednesday, June 3rd, is the Tween Book Club at Stanton Public Library at 2 p.m., and the book is Sort of Super.
Okay.
Saturday, June 13th, is Stanton Baseball Day.
How many years?
Oh, I should know that.
90-something years.
Yes.
like mid-90-ish.
Yes.
I don't know exactly. It's a lot.
I'll tell you next time I come on.
Okay, a long time. A lot of baseball days.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, it's okay. June 18th is the Make and Take Project at Stanton Public Library at 1 p.m. That week is also Swedish school. And anyone, you don't have to be from Stanton, is able to do Swedish school. It is from 9 to noon that week. And if you are interested in signing up, check out the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center's Facebook page to sign up your child or grandchild. June 20th is Midsummer. It's where they have pancakes and do the dancing around the maypole.
Mm-hmm.
That's Midsummer. Did you happen to see the Iowa Road Trip on PBS or that featured Highway 34? Was it on Monday night?
I did not. Maybe
I'll have to send it to you.
Send me the link.
Yes.
I feel like I've basically completed Swedish school because now I can say, when am I?
That's right.
And Ustakaka, when am I? And, you know, glug.
Official Swede.
I think it's.
That's right.
I'm claiming it. It's honorary.
That's right.
So, all right. I'm sorry to interrupt.
So June 23rd is the Jeff Quinn Magic Show at the Stanton Public Library at 2 p.m. Wednesday, June 24th is the Books and Bubbles Culinary Program at 6:30 p.m. And with that, you do need to sign up in advance, and you can find that on the Books and Bubbles Facebook page. On June 26th is the Books and Bubbles Book Club at 6 p.m., and the book is My Husband's Wife by Alice Feeney.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is June.
It's going to be a busy month.
Yes.
Okay. I like the book club, and I like all the activity there. That's pretty cool. Okay.
All right. On Friday, July 3rd. Is the second Summer Concert Series night, and that'll be Gas and Grass at 7 p.m. in downtown Stanton. And the Chamber will be handing out some glow sticks and things like that. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Cool.
July 7th is the Amazing Bubble Show at 2 p.m. at Stanton Public Library. July 18th is the Mother and Daughter Book Club. The book is Divine Rivals by Rebecca Ross, and you can get that at Books and Bubbles. July 30th is the pool party for the Stanton Library at the Red Oak Pool from 5 to 7. And then, I can't believe we're even saying this, but on Saturday, August 22nd, Back to School Concert Series Night number 3 with Dan and Cheryl Case and Friends at 7 p.m. at the Swedish Heritage and Cultural Center.
So you start the summer with a concert.
Yes.
Tonight. And you're going to end it with a concert.
That's right.
There you go, to celebrate going back to school.
That's right. Get okay. Everybody together and have fun.
I like it. Okay. And then we're going to go trick-or-treating.
Yes. On Friday, October 31st is our last Summer Concert Series night, and that's Trick-or-Treat on the Trail. And the concert night with Who It Is to Be Determined, it's called Fall Fest.
Okay. So the Amazing Bubble Show, is the Amazing Bubble Show the where the person gets in the bubble and all that, or do you know?
I know that I went last year, but I don't remember if they did that.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
They've done some neat bubbles, and I think last year might have been a bubble, something like that.
Yeah, lots of bubbles.
Yeah.
A bubble show.
Yep.
Okay. Very cool. Jenna Ramsey with me. Jenna is the Stanton Community Development Director, and our conversation with Jenna, we do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMar Senior Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. Okay, what else do we need to touch on, Jenna?
I just want to, again, invite everybody out tonight to come to Stanton tonight for our summer concert night number 1. It's very laid back. It's at Danny Anderson Field. They're, you know, have the concert there at 7, but Gibbs Chop House will be there selling a meal. Lolo Snow will be doing snow cones. Books and Bubbles will be set up for the Dirty Sodas. All kids get a free drink or snow cone. And you don't have to be from Stanton. Everybody is welcome to attend mm-hmm. from anywhere. It's laid back. You know, you can bring your own drinks or you can purchase. There'll be things available for purchase there and just a fun night.
And if people are curious what a dirty soda is, it's a soda mixed with a lot of different stuff.
Yes.
Chocolate or all kinds of crazy stuff going to dirty sodas.
It is.
It's quite popular.
My favorite drink is the Leprechaun drink and it's Sprite. With strawberry and cream in it.
There you go.
So if they think things like that.
That's what, yeah.
Yep.
The whole dirty soda thing has really become popular.
Yeah.
So what's the rest of your day hold today?
Just summer fun and getting ready for tonight and softball.
Yeah, you are. You have softball or baseball probably like almost every night.
Every night.
Yeah.
Yes.
I bet you do.
Yep.
All right, Jenna. thank you so much for visiting with me.
Thank you.
Enjoy it. Don't make it. It's not such a long time next time. It's been a while since we've had the opportunity to visit. So
thank you.
Make it a great day.
You too.
Jenna Ramsey with me this morning. Jenna is, again, the Stanton Community Development Director. Thanks to FMTC, Seligran Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce that make our visit possible.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO.